You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Very easy. Puff the head, very easy. You see that? It's right before Oizvav. I got two paragraphs before Oizvav on the left side. Very easy to say for Tosefos Yom Kippurim. Shemafalpok Gamkein Bedim Zed Lekave. This coffee caused a lot of problems. Maybe Gamkein Rias HaMishlo Melch Mikrisis. Far Kasafti De'ein Raya Klau. There's a riot from the Gemara in Krisis Yud Gimel. The Gemara in Krisis Yud Gimel speaks about Tuma being transferred from a mother to a child. And says that the child, through nursing, cannot receive the Tuma from the mother. Because when he drinks from his mother, he's not consuming the liquid in the sufficient time of Shtia, B'chdei Achilas Pras. So the question is, that seems to be a right, Mishmel says that when you're speaking about eating or drinking, you're not going after the mode of eating or drinking that we're discussing, but rather against an objective standard. So Kedei Achilas Pras would be an objective standard, not dependent on that mode of drinking. Now the Minchas Chinuch said a chiddush, which to me was a big, big chiddush. I thought my whole life, what's Kedei Achilas Pras? Pras, the word pras means a half. So the Gemara in Brachas and in Sukkah Daf Vav say that there's a halacha Moshe Mitzinai by Beis HaMenuga. That there's a house that has tzaras, and a person walks into the house. The minute the person walks in, he's tameh. He's a rishon l'tumah. The question is the begadim that he's wearing. Do they become tameh also? So interesting, the halacha is if he'd be carrying the begadim, they would become tameh right away. If he's wearing them, there's a special halacha. They do not become tamei unless he stays in the house and tarries in the house for a bit of time. How much time is that? So the Gemara says that's what chita in the pasuk chita sa'ar retena gefen refers to. It's the time within which he has to eat half a loaf of wheat bread in a comfortable sitting position, dipping the wheat bread. And Rashi points out there in Sukkah Erevin, it's dafka wheat bread because barley bread is coarser and takes longer to eat. However long it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread, that is considered to be the time within which, if you stay in the house of tzaras, also your begun get tzaras. So the question is, that's considered to be the shear of bichdei achilas pras. So when it says throughout Shas, you have to eat like we learned on payment base. Kaisevis has to be b'chdei achilas pras, like kazayis has to be b'chdei achilas pras, for kol yisurim shebetoira. I always thought it goes after that objective standard of eating half a loaf of wheat bread. The Minchas Chinuch says no, that it goes after how long it would take you to eat the same volume of the food, which is the subject of the iser. So for instance, the nevela, Marin Erevin says that a full loaf is either 6 or 8 beitzim, therefore a pras, a half a loaf, is either 3 or 4 beitzim. So it's a question of volume. How long it takes you to eat 3 beitzim or 4 beitzim? I always thought it's 3 or 4 beitzim of a loaf. It's not. Well, the Minchas Chinuch Shita is it's not. The Minchas Chinuch Shita is it's the volume of 3 or 4 beitzim of the subject food. So if a fellow is eating a nevela, it's how long it would normally take. Question is him or an average person. It's how long it would take, let's say, an average person to consume that volume of 3 or 4 beitzim of a nevela. So that's the Minchas Chinuch Shita. We go after the specific food, but it's interesting. He says we go after the specific food based on a normal human being. So if you want to know how long it is to be over the Issur nevela, and if you stretch out to eating longer, you'd look at how long it takes a normal person to eat that volume of 3 or 4 beitzim of a nevela. To me, it was a bit of a chiddush.
It's a huge chiddush.
Right.
That's not the halacha either.
So the truth is that all those poskim who create b'chdei achilas pras as an objective, absolute amount of minutes. Chasam Sofer says 8 or 9 minutes. And he has another tshuva, maybe as low as 2. Or all the achronim who discuss how many minutes. But Moshe's quote, whatever the shitas are, but an objective amount, that clearly can't be, it clearly cannot hold like the Minchas Chinuch. It's based on the subject food. Because if it's based on the subject food, there would not be one absolute amount. If you say it's one absolute amount of time, it must be like I originally thought, that it goes after how long it takes to consume a chatzi pras of lechem's chitin.
What's the mishnah? What's the mental thing of different than mishnah melech about the coffee? That's if you drink hot coffee, the shear of time is longer because you drink coffee little by little. What's make out the mental chinuch chiddush? What is it?
First of all, the mishnah melech does not come up with a conclusion. Right, matter of fact, the mishnah melech says
the issue is the same, right? Well, the mishnah says maybe coffee. That hot coffee, the shear of zman is much longer than
right.
Than it's the same issue.
So the Minchas Chinuch makes it the same issue, right? The Mishloach Melech brought a raya. His raya is that the Gemara says that if a baby is suckling, if you have a suckling, and it consumes the mother's milk within an extended period of time more than kazayas bichdei achilas pras, that it is not considered to be tameh. It has not consumed the milk, it has not drank the milk in the normal period of time within which you would consider it to be a Maisa Shtia. So Mishnah Melech says, you see, you do not make exceptions, you do not make any type of deviations for the type of food it is or the way the food is normally consumed. That's the way a baby normally consumes the food. So why don't you say this is the way the baby normally consumes the food, therefore the derech shtia for a baby has a longer period of time.
But you could say that there are two separate issues. Whether you could say that you have a reasonable, objective, average man of how a man eats that type of food, and you still can say, but I do subjectively different types of food. They're not the same issue.
That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. That's the Minchas Chinuch's chiluk. He says the raya of the Mishnah Melech is not a raya. Meaning he tends to think that...
I obviously wasn't listening last week.
That's mamash what the Minchas Chinuch said. Minchas Chinuch said, I cannot compare them. Because I will still use a normal average person with that type of material of food. So Minchas Chinuch is interesting. He goes after an Adam Beinoni. In one instance, in one criteria, he says you go after the objective, absolute, individual, average person. But you look at the material that is being consumed and how much the average person will consume that material. So the question is,
we should say 2 minutes, end the story. Right?
That's Minchas Chinuch's raya. He's been saying every paragraph he says. And the reason the Paiskim never gave us a minute is because it's not just
watches.
A minute.
They didn't have watches in those days.
Yeah.
They didn't have watches.
But you see, there's a little bit of a smack for the Minchas Chinuch. Because the one time
reason,
where you see Chazal knowing halacha mishnah, whatever, the Kabbalah,
the suda,
that we suda. Talk about the food,
that's
the Torah does say chita. And the Torah is saying that the zman is, no, we do it by chita. So that's sort of like it's like a raya. That when we're talking about food, go back to subject the food.
No, but
why would the Torah relate the base of Madugah to the Kabbalah to Chita? And Rashi said, Chita b'nach Sa'ura. So you see that you differentiate between foods. So in everything, not only by Tzaraas, but even in the Tzaraas Hilo. You see from Tzaraas that the Torah differentiated between foods. So Mustam the Torah means to differentiate between foods regarding the Shir of Gedei Achilos Prat to Gedei Yisuri Achilo.
I can say exactly how many. You see Lagabe Tzaraas, which is not Yisra Achilo. The Torah gave you some objective, absolute chita. Therefore, the Torah is saying, Shiurim halacha moshmi Sinai, if it's be'ach nechilas pras, has to be like that objective, absolute amount of wheat.
That really has nothing to do with eating. That's really nothing to do
with eating at all.
Why did eating have to do with eating?
So why didn't we use the pasuk of chita? Why didn't, I guess you can't ask, but it's Kabbalah. But why is chita only the gabei tzaraas? We should use, and there are smachtas, right? That whole chita sort of.
It's very, very interesting.
Use it to chita for
he has a good point, because when it comes to zayas, in the pasuk chita sa'ora te'ina gefen rimoret zayas, it says zayas shecholi suri achila bekezayas. So why not use something more universal when it comes to chita? Meaning, if kedei achilas pras is considered to be the gold standard across the board, and you don't deviate based on what food you're talking about, the subject food, then L'chorot should have given the more universal case.
Haraya.
That's interesting.
Haraya, that no. Chazal knew that regarding Yisuri Achila, it is subjective. And that's why Chita, we only use it for Tzaraas. Not as an objective thing. Use it like Zayas, and use it like everything else.
So you're proving that what? That Chita is not...
I'm saying it a little different than Shai. Uh-huh. Shai's logic, I'm not that... partial to. But I think the point is interesting that in the psukim, when it gives what is chita as a shir, what is se'ar as a shir, it seems to give very universal cases. Cases that are, right, ubiquitous. Cases that are all over.
And how do we know it's not ubiquitous?
Beis HaManuga was ubiquitous, you think?
But, no, it just gave one example of Beis HaManuga. Of course, that's not a case of eating. So the Torah, so the Gemara gives a case where it's not involved in eating. It's a chiddush to tell you that the shir is based on eating. But of course it's a universal thing. The universal is
eating. Here, I'll read you the Gemara. The Gemara says like this. Tanya Rebbe Oimer, Kol Shiurim Kulam B'Kazayis. Meaning that we learn from the Pasuk Kazayis, it's called Yisur Echila.
Right.
So if you learn in that Kazayis in the Pasuk is universal, all Yisur Echila, you'd think that when it brings Kazayis B'Techilas Pras, which is Chita, you'd say, you wouldn't just say this, the most limited case of Beis HaManuga, you'd say Shekol Yisur Achila must be within the time period of Kedei Achilas Pras, if it was universal.
Oh, is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
No, because it's only dealing with Kazayas. The Achilas Pras part of it comes from somewhere else. So it's not going to tell you that it has to be a Kazayas Kedei Achilas Pras. That doesn't come from the Pasuk Kazayas. The only thing you learn is
what, according to those Shitas, like the
it doesn't say Kedei Achilas Pras. That you have to learn from either Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai or from Chita or something like that. Right or wrong? The Gemara's not going to say you learn Zayas Kedei Achilas Pras.
No, I didn't say that. I said just like when it brings the case of Zayas, it's bringing the case of Kazayas that's the most universal. No, there are other things
quantity,
that are
presented. The quantities of
Kazayas. Meaning, call Isur Achila B'Kazayas. So when it brings chita,
what does it say about chita? Bais HaManuga.
Bais HaManuga.
So that's what
so
I'm
why
saying.
Would it say if that is an objective standard of eating half a loaf of wheat bread
for everything.
For
all
isur achila, for all mitzvahs, you think would bring something that's right? You think would bring the achila? No,
for
wouldn't
all,
you?
It should say all achilas have to be kedei achilas
right.
Of a.
So call achilas. Okay, so right.
My only answer to that is it brings chita because that has nothing to do with eating. With eating, so we know the achilas pras makes sense because it has to be eaten within a certain period of time.
So we're saying, hey, what's bringing the mechudesh case?
But walking into a base, yeah, of course. So that has to be a chiddush. That is that. The other maybe comes from the Chazal were minded. What is called the lashon?
Kimlu
Rabbanan. Could be that it's Kimlu Rabbanan. Maybe the Kimlu Rabbanan comes from this. But when the Torah said chit, it was talking about that because that's an irrational.
Maybe. Okay.
But the time period has to be sense? Within Zayas.
What?
It's say Zayas. It's hard to ask logical questions when it's being built on Kabbalah.
Correct.
So maybe, you know, that's what it is. You know, you can't ask a logical question.
Well, it's a lot more machine. At the end of the day. Look, at the end of the day, the Gemara says they are not, these halachas are not learned out from the pasuk. At the end of the day, the Gemara says, all the halachas must be seen of v'asmachu rabbanan
kra. Yeah, so it is a case of kimlei the rabbanan.
And that's what makes my point stronger.
But the kimlei comes from
circle. But it's really only not spot to begin with. So why did the rabban, why did the chazal, you know,
is Kedei Achilas Pras, is Kedei Achilas Pras, that's also learned out of Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai?
Yes, it's Shir Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai.
The Kedei Achilas Pras is
yes.
Shir Halacha L'Moshe
M'Sinai. Yes.
So you said, doesn't it make sense to say that Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai?
What is this type of
thing? It's Chitim, because it's
specific. Which one, the Shur M'Sinai?
And if it's used for that purpose, it's used for this purpose.
That's the standard result.
Okay, so let's read. Very easy, B'Sefer Tosefes Yom
HaKippurim. That's my argument, that's fine.
Famous Sefer Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, which is also the author of Kapos Tamarim Yom Trua, Shemafalpa Gamkem Bedinz and the Kaveh, was also concerned with this halach of coffee. Umevi Gamkem Rais HaMishnah Melech, brings the Rai of the Mishnah Melech one more time. The Gemara increases the Gimel says that if a baby is nursing, it does not become Tameh vis-a-vis a Maisa Shtia from the mother, who is Tameh, because he does not consume the milk from his mother. A revius or whatever the shear is to be matame, bichdei achilas pras. Therefore, it is not tummy. So the question is, the Mishnah Melech says, you see from here, you do not amend, or the zman kedei achilas pras is not malleable, is not flexible based on the normal mode of eating. So is that a raya for coffee? So Minchas Chinuch says it's not a raya for coffee. Coffee appears the Minchas Chinuch says would have to be within a more objective absolute time period. But according to him, it's not a certain amount of minutes ever. According to Minchas Chinuch, it's not just a certain amount of minutes. It's how much a normal human being would take to drink that amount of milk. He also brings another raya. There's a major sugi there of Mishras, the beginning of Eilu Oivrim, the beginning of the third parak of Psachim. It talks about Taruvus Chometz. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the issue of Taruvus Chometz? Does it have to be Kazayas B'Techelis Pras or not? It gets into maybe there's a concept of Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser. Maybe I don't need a Kazayas B'Techelis Pras. Maybe Taruvus Chometz would be Chayev, even if all I had was 3/4 of a Zayas and the rest was not Chometz, I would say Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser. So the Gemara goes through all the cases in the Mishnah. One of them is called Kusach HaBavli. Kusach HaBavli is a dip. It's a dip, it's called a sour dip. And within that sour dip, there are crumbs of chametz. So the Gemara says that's one of the cases of Taruvus Chametz. So the Gemara starts to analyze how much and how quickly have you consumed the chametz within the chametz dip. So the Gemara says, Damrinan Sham, Hanach Kusach HaBavli. Put Kusach HaBavli aside, because there's no way Kusach HaBavli will ever have Kazayas B'Techelis Pras. The less be Kazayas B'Techelis Pras. Why? Because if I take the dip and I eat it straight, Eochel Be'enei Batla Daite. Interesting. If a guy goes ahead and eats that chametz, takes the dip and eats it straight, it's Batla Daite, it's a kol Adam, which seems to be it's not a Derech Achila, he wouldn't be Chayef, he'd be Potter. So you can't say that's the Isser. V'i mishtar kishtar le. And if he's consuming the kazayas by dipping slowly, lesbe kidei achilas pras, the shoa yoser. Because in order to consume a kazayas of chametz within the normal mode of dipping, it would take much longer than kazayas b'tei achilas pras. So interesting. Muchach. So Tosef Zimu, you see from there, the lo amrinan derech shtiyasu b'kach.
Right.
Interesting. You don't say that you amend.
Open raya.
It's not a good raya.
No? Why?
Because you judge the chametz by the chametz, not by the dip. You have to have the chametz in the way the chametz is eaten. And the Menachem will say,
where is the chametz?
The Menachem will say that chametz, the wheat, is eaten in a certain time. If that's eaten in a time frame of 12 minutes, then I have 12 minutes. If it's eaten 20 minutes, 20 minutes. The din is not how I eat dip. The din is the issur here is the chametz inside the dip. So the din is on what's the normal fashion of how I eat chametz.
Where's the chametz? In the dip?
In the dip. Yeah, in the dip.
In the dip. So
in the dip.
So what am I going to judge? How a normal person eats dip? But the issur here is not the dip. The issur is the chametz in the dip. So the din is on the chametz, not on the dip.
Why are they saying
this type of chametz that's in a dip is eaten in this...
But that might not be the way you do it.
That's the way it's done. That's what the Gemara is saying. That's the way it's done. That's the way it's normally done. So that's the way it's normally done.
V'chometz atzvo necha b'techus b'chometz ben hazeh. V'atenecha chometz b'zman yosef. Okay, let's see what he says. Well, if he mashik zafti, he feels like you shy. It's not a raya. That's what he says. Gam ken ein raya. The sham tzorech b'techus pras v'chometz atzmo. V'chometz atzvo necha b'techus pras b'zman kazeh. V'ato necha chometz b'zman yosef. Sounds like you, no?
Yeah.
What is he saying? That what?
Look at the words.
I don't understand what he's saying. Chametz atzmo necha b'techa let's pass with man. Because, you mean if you wanted to pull out the
compound? It's a compound. It's a compound. You're not going to be over here when you eat a dip over. It takes a time to eat a dip that has a kazayas of chametz in it.
Yeah.
It's one of the ingredients. It's an ingredient that's 1% of the dip.
Right, that's right.
Now, true, the dip takes you 25 minutes.
By the way, you know what I was thinking about? I was thinking about a Caesar salad. Like a Caesar salad with crouton.
If you want to eat the chametz plain,
but if you eat the chametz plain, it would only take you 8 minutes. So when you eat that amount of kazayas of chametz within the dip, or 25 minutes, you're not over because the chametz itself would have taken 8 minutes. The din is on the chametz. The din is not on the dip. The dip is not the maichel ha'asur. It just has an ingredient.
But this is the way this chametz is being eaten in this case.
So the chametz bar held like you. Okay, yeah.
You definitely have.
I think it's proof. I think it's
croutons are different. You can just pick out the croutons.
I think it's proof.
You don't have to eat the salad.
Proof.
Yeah, proof. I don't know what.
If the chametz was in front of you and you were spreading it out by eating any crumbs, but here you can't eat it because the way it's presented to you, it has to be eaten this way. You're eating it the way it's normally eaten.
That's very interesting. We all can be a chordin mishon because we all have.
But coffee is different, he says. Coffee is not like the dip. The coffee is one item.
Haprashula
nushta
bisman maruba. I could eat it, drink it cold. I could drink it cold.
You can have revius nishta, but toch achilus prashula.
So, how is it different coffee, according to you? Coffee could be drink and drunk differently.
Very interesting.
An iced coffee and hot coffee would have to do for sure.
Yes.
I saw something, and I don't know if it's legitimate or not. But there was this question about coffee and what the Bracha Achrona is. I did not get to find the Mishnah Berurah, but I was reading some different things. And one thing says, in the name of Rav Eliyashiv, this is interesting, that if you want, you take a regular coffee, and you go ahead and wait and let it cool down and drink it, you also don't make a Bracha Achrona. Because that's not the proper way to drink hot coffee. The proper way to drink hot coffee is not cold.
To sip it.
Yeah, but l'chora iced coffee would not be that, right? Because iced coffee to begin is iced coffee.
Of course.
Interesting.
But if you linger on your iced coffee and it becomes watery, and it's just not good iced coffee anymore, it gets warm, then you have the same thing.
V'chol min ma'achal b'day mesharim. He is of the opinion that every ma'achal has its own share of gezeis b'chdei echlis pras. Chazal did not give us an objective shear. I was told we learned from Beis HaMenuga. He says we don't. It's interesting that he mixes again subjective and objective. It's subjective based on the material, but it's objective based on how much a normal average human being would consume that particular item.
So at the end of the day, by Beis HaMenuga, since it's really only an asmachta, so the Ikar Halacha of Moshe Sinai was chita?
But the halacha Moshe
Mishina. Not a real brush, but the ikka was halacha Mishina, which is like an asmachta.
Correct. In other words, halacha Moshe Mishina, Beis HaMenuga, has this shear, no reason, no raya, no svara. Just there is a shear of how long it takes to consume a half a loaf of wheat bread.
It's a remez. We don't learn it from
anybody. Asmacht, asmachuna rabbanakra, right. How do you understand asmachuna rabbanakra? Yeah. Shuv heir Hashem is berchas einai.
It's a question of how strong asmachta is. You know, there's three levels of asmachta. There are a lot of shitas that asmachta are the rices.
That's the ritva in Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, it's multiple levels of it. But now, however you look at asmachta, because Baruch Hu was hinting at it, because it's halacha Moshe Mishinai, and he threw it in there. You
that's
can't learn from it. Right. You can't learn from it, but it's not just.
Yeah, no, but the Ritz is not saying that it has a din d'oraisa. It
doesn't
that
become a d'oraisa.
Not a true din d'oraisa.
Not a true din d'oraisa, but the Torah is.
But it's not as if it's a fiction.
It's Ratzon Hashem.
It's not a fiction. It was meant. It was meant.
It's a Rabbah Chanam d'oraisa.
It was intended as a symbol of it.
Shuv hey Hashem is Baruch Hu Einai for East Pesef Magen Avram Simin Pei Aleph Siv Katan Beis. It's fascinating. I was trying to look up in Hilchos Brachos. The real marker for this is not Hilchos Brachos. It's really in the halachas of Tzaya by Davening. Actually, it's not Davening. It's Kriya Shema. Davening starts Tzadi Pei Aleph Slo Kriya Shema. Shekasov Ahadim Avur B'Shulchan Aruch Katan Shiyachol Echol Kazais Dogan. The Gemara in Sukkim and Beis says the minute that a katan can consume the amount of a kezias of wheat, his tzaya is something you should be marchik from. Kosov hagos sumak, gam b'machal sh'oysen latinok sh'korin papa. I guess a type of cereal, right? V'li nira de b'papa m'sharen k'fi m'ashiyochol l'echol hagodol pras papa. Ad kan l'shoina. So he says this also, it's not only if a cotton could go ahead and consume what a normal grown-up consumes in terms of a kezias of wheat, let's say a bagel, but as long as he can consume kezias of wheat, the cotton, even if it's the form of papa, I guess, a type of cereal. But he must consume it, the cotton, within a time period within which a gadol has to be able to consume that kezias of papa. So you bring the oatmeal or whatever it may be, the cereal, the corn, not corn, something which is a dagan, Wheaties is dagan again. You bring the Wheaties to a gadol, see how long he can consume it. He consumes a kezias normally. And you say that's how quickly the cotton has to go ahead and consume it. So this seems to vindicate the Minchas Chinuch, that we do not look at the individual and make it subjective to him, but rather we have an objective, absolute barometer, or we have an absolute amount of time that we say is kezias b'techelos pras. Mavu midvarv gam came to b'chol machal mishan shur diday. But since the Magen Avraham says you have to look at how long it takes a gadol to eat a kezias of papa, it's not a kezias b'techelos pras like by some manuga, but rather you take the actual cereal itself. But you do it with a gadol. Mavu midvarv gam came to b'chol machal mishan shur diday. V'kazar aprim gadol mishan v'zel shano. Im lomer the shir pras kefi hamachal ahu ki yesh machal shprash lo nechal maher. V'yesh machal she'im prash lo nechal maher. Tzorich irin bazeh. V'ayim ish lomelch per gimu brachas hanal. B'in ishtiyas hakaveh. Ad kan l'shono. Oru b'mashe kasavti. They are sensitive and they are woken up and they are attentive to the Minchas Chinuch's question. V'hanani ma'od. And I have great satisfaction for this. B'shem Hashem Yisbarach kasavti anir l'finis d'adaiti. V'advorim aruchim b'shas aposkim l'varu l'abeh. Lufi Masha Kasafti Tsurch in Ma'od, Biyamakipurum, Shamachilan has Hakolo Kol Macha, Ulashar Badam Bainani Vichol Macha Bifne Atzma, Vitsurah Shikeda Rabba Laze, Rabbeinu Zaizichrom of Racha, Shemipim Anachayim Sosmu, Harbe Baze.
You say he's saying the Magen Avraham agrees with him?
Yeah.
No, he says straight up.
Well, the Magen Avraham actually says his 2 points. He says you take the cereal, that type of min, you take the material that we're discussing, which is the cereal, but you give it to a gadol. So that's the Minchas Chinuch's two points.
Material is objective, person is object.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now I want to just read you that Mishnah Berurah I found. And Tuf Reish Yud Beis is Isra Achil B'Yom HaKippurim. Tuf Reish Yud Ches is Choyla B'Yom HaKippurim. So let me just read the Shulchan Aruch. Listen to this. When you feed a pregnant woman or a chol on Yom Kippur, machilin osam ma'at ma'at, kidei shelo yitzdarif l'shir. Hilkach machilin oso b'shnei shlishe beitza benonis, v'yesho kidei achilas arba beitzin. You feed him 2/3 of a beitza. Why? Because that's less than a kosevis. Kosevis is a little less than a beitza. 2/3 of a beitza is considered to be less than a kosevis. V'yishohu kidei achilas arba beitzin. And you go ahead and you wait more than it would take to consume 4 beitzim. So what, the Shulchan Aruch is not that clear if it's objective, absolute, or if it's subjective. Vashtia, but he says when it comes to drinking, yivdeku b'chola atzmo. Kamehi kidei shiyisokeno l'tzad echad v'yiro kemola lugmov. When it comes to drinking, the Gemara Beferi says when it comes to drinking, we'll see that the sheer of drinking is not a kezias or kebetza, it's kamalei lugmov. So the Shulchan Aruch says clearly, you take the chola, he puts something in his mouth, he puts the water, the liquid to one side, fills up his cheek on one side, and then spits it out and sees exactly how much that sheer is. That's his own subjective sheer. Kishtia, the Gemara says, is kamalei lugmov according to each specific person.
So is it clear from the Shulchan Aruch he's using the same material again? Same
by material? Drinking.
Not by drinking, by
eating. No, I'll read it to you again. Kishumachilin es ha'uber ubarois os ha'chayla. Machilin oso ma'at ma'at kadesh lo etzdar of l'shir. Hilkach machilin oso b'shnei shlishe beitza benonis. V'yisho kadei achilas arba beitzim. That's all he says.
So
he doesn't say arba beitzim of what?
But he's implying a little bit that it's the same food, right?
Is he?
I think so. No? Like the Magen Avraham. contrary to the way I would want to learn this whole thing, I see I'm totally outvoted. Because otherwise you would say, there's Abba Beitzim of
what?
Chita.
He's outvoted by silence, because no one's agreeing with
speaking. No, I say
let me. I'll read you the Mishnah Berurah.
Are you agreeing with it?
No.
You're saying that he's saying the same?
I'm curious why you get that. You know, not disagreeing with you, but I don't know where you get it. I'll read it to you again.
Because he's talking about Beitzim, and then he's talking about four Beitzim.
Kesha Machilin Esau Boro, so it's a Chayla. Machilin Oso Ma'at Ma'at Kadesh Lo Yitztara Flashir. Hilkach Machilin Oso B'shnei Shlishe Beitza Benonis. That's an objective shear of volume. That's objective shear. Mm-hmm. 2/3 of a beitza is a little less than a kosevitz. V'yishol kedei achilas arba beitzim. To me, he's totally non-committal, no?
Yes. Inconclusive.
Mm-hmm. But let me read you the Mishnah Berurah. Yivdechu b'chola atzma. That's when it's talking about drinking. By drinking, and the shear is based on how much the chola could fit in his cheek. And that's clear in the Shulchan Aruch. Yivdeku, based on the Gemara, Yivdeku b'chola atzmo. Kame hi kedei shesaken al tzad echad. V'yir kamal lugmov. Let's, I'll read it at home, Mishnah Berurah. Ritzono lomar, del inin shtia male lugmov, sorich l'shayr b'didei, v'lo b'da'alma. Kedil eil b'sim atav rishit beiz. V'kosva achronim. Yesh l'hachoylo, livdok zeh me'er v'yom kippur. Dahaynu she yachnis l'toch piv mashkin, V'yaflite motoch clear, v'chein yeshar me'erv yom kippur, v'yabit al hamayra sha'os zeger, kama minutim hi shoe b'shir achilas arba beitzim. So he's, the Mishnah Berurah adds that. You go ahead and test and see how long it takes the chola to eat arba beitzim. I'll read it to you again. V'chein yeshar me'erv yom kippur, v'yabit al hamayra sha'os zeger, he calls a wife a watch Marashaos. Kama minutim hu shohe b'shir achilas arba beitzim. U'b'shir hazeh yeshoh b'yom kippurim. Ben achila achila.
That's for drinks also.
V'chein ben shtia l'shtia. D'lakame. Ayein b'tshuvas chasam sofer. What?
How long does it take you to drink? To eat arba beitzim or to drink arba beitzim?
Well, it's a machlokes about drinking, by the way. It is a very interesting, there's a machlokes by drinking. Is drinking b'chdei achilas pras, or is drinking b'chdei k'shtiyas revias? It's a very, I'll show you, there's a machlokes, I think, in Tufel.
He's answering that. He's saying that it's...
Yeah, I'll read you, Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, Tafrei Shud Beis. Shulchan Aruch, Tafrei Shud Beis, Sif Yud. Shosa ma'at v'chazav v'shosa. Im yesh mitchilas shesia rishoina, ad sof shesia achrona. Kedei shesias revias mitzdarfen lechashir v'imlav ein mitzdarfen v'yesh omrim shesir tziruf hashtia kedei achilas pras k'mo tziruf achilas. Mamash two days in the mechaber whether shtia is kedei shesias revias or it's kedei achilas pras.
If it's kedei achilas pras, how can if it's kedei achilas pras, same thing. It can't be the same thing. You're drinking a liquid.
By the way,
how long it takes to
I was thinking by shtia, if you hold shtia is kedei achilas pras. And then for sure, that's not like the Minchas
Chinuch. Of course, it's clear.
It's objective. Like it's absolute, correct? Because shtia is b'chdei achilas pras.
So the achilas has to be pras.
The Shulchan Aruch is saying you're eating less than a kazayah, so you're drinking less than a lulimah. So who cares how long it takes you? You're eating less than... You say.
No, it's with starf. We're talking about serious.
What? No, what, this is the first
how long you have to wait between each...
That's the second. The first, Mr. Brewer just says... You're eating less than a kazayas, so you're drinking less than a glumo. So why do I care how long you're eating?
Yeah, there, it doesn't matter. If you stop it there, it doesn't matter. It's you keep doing it.
And right, now you can start it. The first thing was not on. The first thing was not on.
It is. Kish machilin esu boros asachola, machilin osu ma'at ma'at, kadesh lo yitztaref l'shir. Evidently, they're eating...
That's the second.
No, this is the first. This is the first Shulchan Aruch I read. My point is the Mishnah Berurah who says... That you not only have to rehearse prior to Yom Kippur Lagabi Shasiya how much Mala Lugmov is, which is the Gemara Mala Lugmov's objective, but he seems to say you have to test the eating. V'chein yishar me'erv Yom Kippur v'yabit al hamayr sha'oz zit zeger kam minutim hu shoa b'shir achilas arba beitzim.
That's like the Minchas Chinuch.
No, it's not like the Minchas Chinuch.
No, it's not like each person. Each person. Each person.
He's subjective concerning the material, but objective concerning the person.
Yeah, he's the subjective. Subjective.
Yeah, but the Mishnah Berurah is subjective even concerning the person.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Now, once
and
again.
And maybe objective concerning the object? Mishnah Berurah. Certainly, at that's inconclusive, right?
Uh-huh. Right. V'chein yishar me'er v'yom kippur.
He doesn't say what the food is.
No, come minutim hushol kishir achilas arba beitzim. That's what he says.
Right. He doesn't say that what the food
according
is.
To you guys, according to me, it's indicating that it's a type of food too.
You think the Mishnah Berurah is saying that?
That's what I thought, but everybody's disagreeing with you. I think when you say arba beitzim, you're not talking about a process. You're talking about arba beitzim. You're talking about the food you're eating.
Arba beitzim is the shear
of a pras. I understand. Pras. I understand, but if you really want to say a pras, you say arba beitzim pras. You would have to detail it. You're just testing a person's eating. What are you testing? One beitza. That's all right. Maybe not. Maybe it isn't. All right.
It's interesting. By the way, there are brackets that bring down the Chasam Sofer. Evidently, disagrees with it. Chasam Sofer says there's one. Absolute amount. For I am true, Chasam Sofer, Chelek Vav, Simen Tezayin, Shekosov, Shehefsek Ben Achil Achia Kishir, Tisha Minutim, Shezeh Shir Kedei Achilas Pras. Once again, you have the objective, absolute amount, Chasam Sofer versus the Mishnah Berurah. So, very interesting. It seems that Rabbi Reisman said no one holds like this Mishnah Berurah. I don't think Rabbanim do this, right? They don't have someone go ahead, what are you eating on Yom Kippur?
Drinking, he said something different. That's what eating. He said that less than a jigger, which is less than an ounce, is the chaladeus.
He said 2 ounces, would I think you have to worry about.
But then and then 9 minutes, I think, is the chaladeus. Something like that. So you don't have to test people because...
I'm almost done, yeah. We'll do the next paragraph. Shuv, let's read the... Let's finish up to at least Ozvav. We did that. Okay, so let's do what was the first one.
Measuring people, you do.
Vishir Kaisevis.
That's it. You don't have to.
Okay, let's look at the Chinuch, first paragraph. Vishir Kaisevis who yotzu migrogris. The Gemara I think it's Ayin Tes in Yuma has a big problem. How big is a Kaisevis? It's not sure. I'll tell you something really interesting. By the way, there's a Bir Halacha in Tafra Shud Beis. It says you should know something. The shear of Yom Kippur is a Kaisevis. And the Gemara says it's kaiseves v'gari nosera. It's a kaiseves with its pits in it. So he says, interesting, you know that if you actually would eat a kaiseves, you would not be chayev.
It says
a trivia, like a trivia.
Even if you ate the pit, because the pit is
right,
not
even if you ate the pit, because the pit is not food.
Yeah.
So what can it be called? So he says there is, he found the Gemara, it says there are these dates that do have within them a soft pit.
A seedless.
Or a soft pit. And if you ate that would be chayev. That's a trivia question. What shear that if you actually ate the shear, it wouldn't be chayev, a kaisevis? Because it has to be a kaisevis for gari nosera. But if you ate it with its pit, the pit doesn't count.
Aleph is the same, no?
What?
Is there a kaisevis a gossip?
Right.
So even that gossip means...
Im gari nosera. Yeah.
What about the aleph? Aleph also has a pit.
That's it's true.
Same thing. So it's the same aleph, no?
So you're telling me if I ate an olive of Orla?
You're not chayv.
Which is it?
Well, the olives we buy are no pits.
Mm. And they go with pits?
The dates also.
They're pitted. Seedless grapes.
Okay, Vashir, let's look at this, just read the chinuch and then the minchah paragraph. Vashir kaisevis yoysa migrogos, upakos mikabetzo, upakos mishnei zesim, gam kain. Shishnei zesim hein kabetza. See that? His sheet is that two zeisim are kibetza. What is this based on? It's based on a Gemara that says, Kimul Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said, Ein beis habliya machzik yoyser mi kibetza. A beis habliya cannot hold more than a beitza. Another Gemara says, beis habliya machzik shnei zeisim. So, I don't know, is that the transitive postulate? If there are two things that are each equal to another thing, then they're equal to each other. So beis habliya is machzik a beitza. Beis habliya is machzik shnei zeisim. So shnei zeisim equals a beitza. That's the cheshbon. Klal inyan kfar ditek mishu baki v'shakel bepeles. Do you know what that means? She'ein b'mishkal yud beis arginatz v'od shir k'kosevis v'dino k'chatzishir. I'm not sure I get this. Do you get this? Kol inyan kfardik dek mishu baki v'shakal bepelis. She'ein, in other words, I think it means people who know weights, know how to measure. They know she'ein b'mishkal yudbeis arginats. I guess yudbeis arginats was something, some measurement during his time. V'od shir kikosevis. That yudbeis arginats does not equal a kosevis. V'dino kechatzi shir. Okay, let's look at the Minchas Chinuch now for a minute. V'shir kosevis v'pachas mikabetza. That's the maskana of the Gemara in Yuma. And in Testament Beis, that a kosevis is for sure less than a beitza. Umarsha kosev shu pachos mishnei zesim. Ayin b'kris yidalama b'vur sham de kosevis have a shnei zesim. Very interesting. If kosevis is shnei zesim and a beitza is shnei zesim, so then a kosevis is like a beitza. It's a problem. Ayin tosos yuma payam and alf to umaslo. V'shiyaru be'irvin payam and beitza umaslo. Agav. V'magin avron sim tof pei vav. Masha pilpel. V'ayin b'sevr chok Yaakov sham. But not the Yehuda, I guess that's a famous shir. Because of shir pachos mikabetsa, below kli pasa, I ain't showing the ain't kan makoymai. I'm not a big shir guy. I'm sorry, but it appears that a beitza shnei zaysim, and even though it appears that a kosevis shnei zaysim, nevertheless a kosevis is definitely a bit less than a beitza, and the Gemara proves it because the Gemara says in machleges Rav Meir Rav Yehuda, how much do you need to bench on? Rav Meir says, "V'achalta achilazu kezayis." I forget which one. Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, there's an epoch in the Gemara, and the other man, the Yomer, holds v'savata zu svia. You need kebetza. So the Gemara says, if beitza does svia, and all you need is yosuve daita, it can't be that kosevis is more than a beitza, because you're going to be svia and not miyasve daita. Yosuve daita comes before svia. Therefore, kosevis must be a little less than a beitza.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.